On today's segment of A Moment in Time, join Claude and Joe Thomas as they share with us what it takes to become the professional lover.
I woke up in the wee hours one morning to discover that Claude was not in our bed. I got up to look for him and found him at the kitchen table, sitting with his head in his hands. After asking him a few times if he was okay, "Are you okay?" he finally replied, saying, "You don't love me. In fact, you've never loved me."
I know how that response must have jolted you, considering we'd already been married 10 years. But I was studying how the differences in personalities and loving styles impact relationships. I could finally pinpoint the frustrations that I'd felt from not feeling love through my personal love style.
"Actually, your words were like daggers in my heart, but I'm glad that I obeyed God's nudging to keep quiet, because I learned an important truth. Each of us perceives love differently, and we use that to determine what makes us feel loved. It's not right or wrong, it's just how it is."
Did you know that God has a love style? John 4:21 says, "Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me." The way that God feels loved is through our obedience. So if God even has a love style, that shows how important it is to know whom you're loving, so you can use that knowledge to love your spouse in ways that he or she feels loved.
For more information on becoming the professional lover, visit wjou.org.